Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Thus they persecuted the prophets who were born before you. The Gospel of the Lord. The Beatitude. Very interesting, beautiful, but strange. Strange admonition from Jesus. It turns the values of the world upside down. I'm going to pick one from all of these that he said, all of the blessed. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land, for they shall inherit the earth. I'll reflect on that. We live in a world where you are important, you are powerful, if you can compete. You are influential if you are aggressive. It makes sense when what you do shows in your actions. And here Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." What does it mean to be meek? The word meekness comes from the Greek word praise. Praise. Praise from praeus. It does not mean to be timid. It does not mean weakness. It does not mean fearful, being fearful. It means having self-control. You have the strength, but then you have self-control. That's what it means, praise. P-R-A-E-I-S, from praeus, P-R-A-U-S. You have the strength. You have the tenacity, but you have this God-given self-control. It doesn't mean that you're timid. You are able to, when you are meek, you are able to respond to provocation without hatred. You are able to respond to criticism without bitterness. You are able to respond to success without arrogance. You have this God-given self-control. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, when they came to Jesus, when they didn't allow Jesus to go through the town, the disciples came to him and said, "Shall we call down fire upon these people?" He had restraint. He said, "No, let us go the other way." That is to be meek. In fact, when you read the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3, scripture tells us the meekest man on earth was Moses. Think about the rebellious people he led for 40 years, for how many years? And the patience he had, the restraint he had. He was meek. He was tolerant. Being able to face provocation without bitterness, without hatred. That was Moses. Now, when Jesus says they will inherit the land, what land was he talking about? You know, when you have peace, when you have this interior peace with yourself and with God and with one another, this restraint, you are at peace. Nothing worries you. You are meek. When you are able to control that anger that is in you, that is burning, you are at peace with God. You are at peace with yourself. And you are at peace with one another. That is what it means to be blessed. To attain that level, you have to be conscious of this. You have to pray for it, for this gift. Blessed are they who are meek, because they shall walk through the fiery waters and or the fiery furnace and never be burned. So we pray today that we may consider ourselves and think about the times we've been hurt and we are not seeking revenge. That's what it means to be meek. Someone hurts you, you're able to accommodate it. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. Mm-hmm.